Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 23rd, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and we're doing invocation group coaching tonight. Second time we've done this. We did it last month, and it was a big hit. So I thought, let's try this again. So what we do here is, after our usual energetic setup, anyone who wants to can volunteer. You can do any kind of invocation you want. I'll supervise you. Everywhere else will hold space. And I'll give you feedback on how I'm perceiving your work. Fortunately, I've done this enough that I'm pretty empathic, and I'll be able to feel, I'll be able to tune into your process and give you tips on how to maybe do that invocation work better. So last time people had some pretty powerful experiences. And as a spectator, whether you're live or on the recording, you can probably pick up all kinds of cool tips and tricks on how to do these invocations more effectively. And originally I called this a masterclass, which was from my musical background, but I figured a lot of people may not know what a masterclass is. So I just called it group coaching, which most people can get the sense of what that's about. But we're going to start with our usual standard opening. Let me get this cord out of the way here. And that means I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa, call the beautiful divine allies we work with, set up a sacred container, invite you into embodied awakening, and then we'll take it from there. All right. So I do, as always, with our energetic processes, ask for your undivided and focused attention, please, as if you're right here in the room with me. And that will give you the best experience, because we all affect each other live or from the recording. It will give everyone else the best experience, too. If you've got to leave early, that's fine. Ask the allies to use you out of the field in that case. But I certainly hope you can stay around for the whole thing. Let me yawn. When I yawn, it's you a lot more energetic release than fatigue. Okay, please close your eyes. Take a moment to feel how your body feels energetically. If you have awareness of your energy body, feel that too. Get your baseline. Just hold awareness of that while I set up the energetic container. Manakia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kriti. Ooh, feeling good already. I am that I am. Allies, I prepare myself. Please help me with the following. I call embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, highest vibration awareness. Higher self, please run the show. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Alrighty. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other high vibration, benevolent, angelic beings whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please relax to absolute passivity. Please let the allies build the field for us. There we go. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please invite them now if you wish, whether you're live or on the recording. Just a moment longer for additional allies. Thank you very much. All right, we are well stocked with allies. Now I'm going to lead everyone through embodied awakening. I realize some people may want to do this during the process itself, but I think the more all of us are in embodied awakening, the better support we're all going to be able to give to whoever is in the hot seat. So become aware of, again, how your body feels and how your energy body feels. And this invocation invites your higher self to merge with you in your human body, but only to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You're not going to get any more awakening than you're ready for. So it's perfectly safe, and you can reverse it if you don't like it. So knowing all that, and there's tons of benefits, let's go ahead and give it a try if you're willing. So I invite you to repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go, become completely passive. Let it come to you. You get the best outcome if you don't do any of the following: no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be super passive. Let the energy come to you. Most people feel it coming in the top of their head and saturating their bodies like water soaking into a sponge. You get distracted, just gently return your attention to feeling that energy coming in. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go passively. And the final nuance is to use the absolute least effort that allows you to feel what's happening, whether that's energy or breath. You might want to even try zero effort right now. Just go to nothing. Whatever happens is fine. See what happens at zero effort. And as usual, a whole bunch of people go into embodied awakening when they drop to no effort at all, which of course leaves the maximum space for your higher self to come on in. When you're in embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You might just notice if that's true for you right now. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're all the way there, congratulations. If not, even if you moved a little bit toward that, we'll take whatever we can get. No matter how profound the awakening, most likely there's a deeper awakening waiting around the corner when you're ready for it. These days, I'm not even sure if there is a final awakening. I love the idea of it always getting better. Okay, if you, we're going to go ahead and check our awakening. So just again, feel how you feel with your eyes closed. Then open your eyes and look around the space you're in. And see if the consciousness is still the same with your eyes open. Again, if you got all the way there, then it could be that with your eyes open, there's still no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's still peaceful and it's still effortless. If so, great. If not, you did the best you could. And with more practice, it'll probably get better. Before we open up the hot seat, I want to thank everyone who is here on the live call right now. So I'm so glad that you're all here, including Angela, Autumn, Britt, Carmen, Cass, and Jim, Christina, Diana, Faye, James, Janet, Jeannie, Jesse, Kathy, Marilyn, Michelle, Monica, Roberta, and Tina. So thank you one and all for your presence. And thanks to all of you who are also joining us via the recording. There's usually more folks on the recording than on the live call. So you're in the majority, and I'm glad you're here. All right, let me make sure that unmuting is available. I do very much want to work with people who can speak. If you turn your video on also, that's great, but at least I need to be able to hear your voice. So since we've done this once before, let's first open the hot seat to anyone who didn't do this last time in the hot seat for this invocation group coaching. So if anyone's here and you'd like to be in the hot seat for the first time for this particular event, then unmute and step up. It's okay if you've been in the hot seat in different events, but if you've never done the hot seat on our other call when we did group invocation coaching, then you have the right to go first. I'll leave just a moment longer. No one's unmuted yet. Last call. Okay. Open season. Anybody who would like to be in the hot seat, and let me just explain more clearly what this is. As you may know, there's four flavors of invocations that we teach here in Awakening Plus. There's the one we just did for embodied awakening. There's a healing invocation and three variations on that. There's a custom invocation where you can call in any flavor of energy you want. And there's also a holoread invocation where you are the conduit for highest good energy for one or more other beings. And the idea here is you're going to do the invocation and I'm going to monitor you. I will be able to feel in my body what's happening in yours, at least enough to tell what's going on. And I'll be able to monitor and give you tips on how to do it even better. So if you'd like to step up and see if you can improve how you're doing an invocation, it can make a big difference. And no one's here to judge you or mock you. We're all here to support you and say, rah, rah, let's do it better. And so know that you'll certainly have my unconditional support, and I'm expecting that you'll also have the support of everyone else who's participating, whether they're live or on the recording. So who would like to go first? Marilyn, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for stepping up. So what kind of invocation would you like help with, Marilyn?
Healing.
Okay.
Healing.
So as you may know, there's several variations of that. There's the healing invocation just because you already feel something wonky. There's deliberately calling up a past trauma. There's what's called the next in line invocation, where you just ask for whatever the next one is. And there's also a specialized one for mental chatter. Is there one of those forms that you would like to work with?
The first one.
Where there's something already going on?
Where there's already something going on.
So do you right now have something uncomfortable happening?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that?
Well, right now I have a pain in my foot.
All right. So just one foot?
Just one foot.
Okay. You know what? I need to take notes. So can you give me just a few seconds to grab a pad here? Just a second. Apologize that I didn't have that already. So is it right foot or left foot?
It's the right foot.
And can you be specific about the nature of the challenge? What's wrong with your right foot that you want healed?
The big toe.
And what's going on with your big toe that you want to be different?
I would like for the pain to go away.
Okay, so just pain in the big toe?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably specific enough. What I would like to know, though, is on a 0 to 10 pain scale, 0, no pain, 10, the pain is just excruciating, what number would you give the pain intensity right now?
About a 7.
7, okay. And how long has this been going on?
For about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Alrighty. So we'll do this. Everyone else, I invite you just to hold space, just kind of relax and see if you can feel empathically what's going on with Marilyn's bright big toe. And just be fully present with us and attentive. And that will help create a healing field to make it maybe even easier for Marilyn. Okay, so Marilyn, did you make it to Embodied Awakening?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so in that case, let's just fire it up. So say to your higher self, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
It serves highest good, please.
Now put your attention right where it hurts in the right big toe. And as you probably already know, it's just a matter of just feeling it, staying completely passive otherwise. For you and anyone else who does a healing work tonight, just know that if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that is fine. If you need to cry or make sound, that is fine. If you need to get big and like stomp a foot or flail your arms, if all that wants to happen, that's all cool. Let the body do what it wants, but don't force any of that to happen just because your ego thinks it should happen. But I invite you to just let the body do what it wants. All right. Are you aware of energy kind of shaken up, not just in your toe, but throughout your body right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So even though you said, I want it in my big toe, your higher self clearly believes that shaking up energy throughout your body is going to be helpful to that. It's very common for other parts of the body to get involved as the higher self skillfully does what it knows will help the ultimate objective, because the body's all wired up together in various ways. So just let the full body energy start shaking up. Anytime we do a healing invocation, it might get intense. It might get really uncomfortable. And my guarantee is no one's going to get overwhelmed. Not too much difficulty, not too much bliss. Your higher self is always monitoring you when you do invocation work to make sure you're within the realm of what you can do. Okay, let's see how it's quieting down energetically. Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought they were going to flush, but instead it's going to a subtle pulsing in the body. You feel that subtle energy throughout. Is the energy kind of still and subtle now compared to a moment ago?
Still and subtle.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. So just feel it. And I'm feeling just a little bit more energy in the toe, but it is really a full body thing, isn't it?
Yes, because I feel it like in my back.
Yeah. So, okay, you know what kind of they're showing me is the pain in the toe might be related to a nerve blockage in the spine. Interesting. Okay. So it could be they need to heal the spine where it connects by the nerve to the big toe down there. So
Yeah,
maybe that's what they're doing.
that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. So who knew? But they did. So just let them do their thing. That's the great thing about just telling the higher self what you want. We humans may really have no clue what actually needs to happen for the healing, but our higher self always does. So let's just let it work. Yeah, I'm feeling that that there's a lot of energy now working near the base of the spine. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they're working a nerve connection is my sense. So let's just see what they do. I'm feeling a little bit of emotion come up. So it usually does happen, even if you're calling for for a purely physical healing. There's almost always emotional release associated, whether that's the pain that's resulted from the challenge, or whether it's emotional pain that somehow led to it. You don't have to worry about, the whys and wherefores. Just if you feel emotional stuff, let that release as well. Yeah, feel that stuff coming out your hands there.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's some. Are you sensing any a little bit of emotional challenge energy here in the mix?
No.
Okay, interesting. Well, maybe that's just me. Right. Also, a note to everybody. It sometimes does happen during this that others may be given some of the hot seat person's energy to move through them if for some reason they can't move it all themselves. So, anyone who's feeling some challenge energy, that might be Marilyn's. Oh, the others are saying we're also doing healing work on others too. Bonus. So, it might be your stuff. So if you're not Marilyn and you're noticing I've got some heavy energy moving through me too, then it might be her stuff that's being processed through you. It might be your own stuff as a little bonus healing for you. So just let it be what it is. You don't have to worry about the source. Just let it move through if you're feeling that and you're not Marilyn. Okay. Is the body starting to shake, Marilyn? Is there your body kind of shaking a little bit?
Just a little.
So they're loosening energy up. There we go. Now,
Better,
finally,
right?
it's finally flushing out your feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to get it ready. So just let that flush away. And it's flushing out the hands and the feet, right?
The hands and the feet, yes.
Yeah, just let it flush away. That all appears to be related to your request for the healing of the big toe. So let it
Wow.
go. Who knew it would be that involved? But the allies know what they're doing. And so does your higher self. Yeah, just let it. I'm actually feeling tears in my eyes. So is there still no sense of emotion being released as well?
Yeah, there's emotions.
Okay, good. I thought so. Okay. Yeah, just let those flush up and out. Again, I have no idea if that's part of the cause of the pain or whether that resulted from the pain, the emotional pain of having the challenge manifest physically. Who knows? Doesn't matter. Just let it go. You don't have to understand it. You just have to feel it and let it go. One thing I love about the healing invocation, you can have a complete and final healing and never have a clue what the heck was that about. As long as you felt it and released it, healing is real and final. You'll get information about it if you need it. Otherwise, sometimes you get what I call an ignorance is bliss healing. And my body just stopped shaking. Wow. Does your whole body feel different now energetically, Marilyn?
Yes.
Feel a little more like light?
Feels like a release.
I release. Thank you. Let's check on that toe. 0 to 10, how much pain's in that right big toe now?
Nothing. Zero.
Nothing. Zero? Oh
Nothing.
my God.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
All right. Well, we'll take
Oh,
it. Well done.
oh,
Good job. All right. Now, have you worked the healing invocation on your own previously, Marilyn?
not like this.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I've tried to work with it, but I've never gotten like it disappeared totally.
Wow. All right. Well, they're just showing you what's possible. Obviously, you had, me holding space and everyone else holding space, so you had a little bonus help, but know that, ultimately you can get to where, it's just as effective doing it solo. So
Wow.
they just
Okay,
showed you a little
awesome.
more of what's possible to get you a stronger experience. So I'm super glad that that was helpful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you feel complete
Thank
when
you,
you're doing
everyone.
that? Yeah. All right. So Christina typed. So Christina, the way we do this is, for your mom. I really prefer, sorry, it took me a sec to see what you were getting at, Christina. I really prefer to have the person in the hot seat be the one who's receiving the, because we don't know, we can't get feedback from your mom as to what's happening to her. So, I'm sorry, Christina, what we could do is have you do a hollow reed invocation for your mom. But what we'll be focusing on is your experience of the energy flowing through you to her. We obviously won't be able to get feedback on what her experience is. So yeah, Christina, you're welcome to jump in and do a holo read for your mom. But I think someone else had unmuted already. So who was that that had unmuted and then muted back? I think it was
That
Diana.
was Diana. Yeah.
Hey, Diana, do you want
I
to?
was one of them.
All right, well, I just saw you. If there were others, I missed it. So Christina can be next if she wants. So Diana, what kind of invocation would you like to work on today?
Well, actually, I was interested in also doing a hollow read for my son.
Okay, for son. All right. And are you comfortable telling us the kind of are you just going to do highest good, or do you have a more specific intention?
Probably a little more specific related to anxiety and kind of stuckness in life.
Anxiety and stuckness. Okay. All right. So the way, let me do a little bit of teaching around the hollow reed invocation, and then we'll jump in and do yours. Okay. So in my book and here, I say the safest way to do a hollow reed is just say highest good, specify who it's to, and let it flow through and let your higher self and their higher self work out exactly what they need. I'd also say it is okay to ask for a specific outcome, as long as you follow it with the karma-free safety clause. And that is, you ask for what you want, and then you follow up by saying, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. So,
Okay.
with those caveats, you can pretty much ask for whatever you want, because that those language says you're not forcing anything, and you're also open to an even better outcome than what you asked for. Does that make sense?
It does.
And the logic behind that is none of us knows another person's karmic path. What looks like a horrible scenario may be exactly what their soul signed up for, and we really have no way of knowing. Every soul has
Correct.
an agenda. So that's just my thinking around that.
Understood.
I expressed it a bit more eloquently in the book, but that's the gist of it. Okay. So, are you in embodied awakening, Diana?
Am.
Good. All right. And do you mind sharing the name of your son?
Noah.
Noah. So you're not saying Noah, I won't tell you his name. His name is Noah. Okay.
Indeed.
Right. So anxiety and stuckness is what we're shooting for, right? Or the what we're not shooting for is in this. Sorry. All right. So you ready? Okay.
Excuse me, yes, I'm ready.
So repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am,
Please flow the energy through me.
please flow the energy through me
For Noah's highest good,
for Noah's highest good,
to heal his anxiety and stuckness,
to heal his anxiety and stuckness,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
this or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're done with the words. Let them go. Diana, just relax and be passive. And wow, you're feeling it come through already, right?
My hands are hot.
Okay, good. And by the way, you don't have to point your hands. When I do this, my hands are resting palms down comfortably on my thighs. Are you feeling energy kind of going out your chakras?
I'm not sure what that feels like.
It would feel like energy coming, transmitting out along the center line of your body. Going out forward.
Going forward,
because it's going over to Noah, and it usually transmits
I see
forward,
what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
like Iron Man, you know.
That I'm not aware I'm not aware of that, but I don't feel a lot
That's
sometimes.
okay. So just relax and just be. So once you're doing a hollow read, I like to be really, really passive. I specifically suggest you do not visualize, do not send energy from your ego. All that I've found over the years to be way less effective than just becoming a hollow read, being totally passive, and letting your higher self take care of this. So what's happening right now, I can feel it empathically. It's mainly coming out your heart chakra, it feels like to me. So your higher self and Noah's higher self are kind of collaborating and in real time, varying all the time. What's changing is the color of the energy that's coming through, the specific mix of chakras that's being used, the proportion of energy coming out of each chakra over to Noah. So all that is, you know, being dynamically orchestrated in real time, because as soon as he starts receiving energy from you, he starts shifting and the energy he needs keeps changing. So your higher self and his higher self have no problem, you know, making this a dynamic dance of energy. And so if you just kind of say, I don't need to track any of that, I just need to be a relaxed hollow reed and be the pipeline, that's kind of how this works. Takes all the
You need
pressure
me to
off.
say that out loud or no?
Oh, no. I'm just telling you what's happening.
Okay.
No, you're done speaking out loud. You're the invocation is complete. I'm just trying to teach while you do. So, do you have any energetic awareness of the energy either coming into you or flowing out over to him?
Just, my hands and my feet are just still really hot.
Okay, that's good. Okay. All right, so just relax. And I'm thinking that's because again, you mentioned you're not super sensitive to energy yet, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the hands and feet are among the easiest spots in the body to feel it. What I'm feeling empathically for you is your whole body's lit up, and I am feeling energy going out your chakras, and I'm sensing some other folks on this call live or on the recording are also be able, they can also see what your body's doing, even if you can't perceive it quite yet. So there is a lot happening, but the hands and feet are just the easiest spots to feel stuff, and that's why you're feeling it there. It's not that it's going out your hands and feet. It's just that the energy is everywhere, and those are the most sensitive spots in your body where you can feel anything at all. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does,
Okay,
got it.
it is working. And again, this is also proof that you can be an effective conduit even if you can't feel it. I actually know one or two professional energy healers. They do like Reiki for a living, and they can't feel the energy coming through, and it still comes through. It
Well,
works.
that's encouraging.
Yeah. But again, I also promise you keep this up, you will start getting more sensitive. When I started, I couldn't feel a thing. And now I'm just incredibly sensitive. My subtle senses are always turned on now, and it's just routine. So if I could, as insensitive as I was, I figure if I could do it, anyone can. So just relax and let it come on through. Are you feeling some emotional energy coming up?
A little bit, just a little bit, just started.
All right, so you just feel that too. So allies, why is she being made emotional by this? Oh. They're saying as a little bonus, you're getting to do a little emotional healing for him. So you're actually some of his emotional pain is being processed through you as a bonus little thing. You didn't ask for it, but they're kind of throwing it in. So just let that be felt and released as well. And you know, all you got to do is feel whatever's there, whether it feels challenging or ecstatic, and just be present with all of it. And if your body needs to shake or do whatever, just let it do it. Yeah, that's a strong flow over to him. You've got to really, it's feeling more like a fire hydrant now. Yeah, so it's going good and strong. Just stay relaxed and let it keep flowing. Another nice thing about doing the energy flow in this way, you don't need the recipient's permission, because whether you're just doing highest good blanket heal flow or asking for a particular thing only to the greatest extent that serves highest good, all that ensures that only energy that actually does serve that person's highest good flows over. So there's never any danger of being coercive or manipulative or doing anything that doesn't actually serve their sole purpose. Now it feels like it's kind of winding down.
Yes.
My sense is the flow just wound down and shut off. Do you feel like the flow is complete, Diana?
I think so. Yes, I think so.
Right. So I'd love to have you check in your own awareness of self now. Do you feel any different now, compared to when you started the flow?
Yeah, more relaxed.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Another thing that always happens when a person does a hollow reed flow is two things happen. Yes, the energy does come through you and over to the recipient, but simultaneously, because you're doing highest good healing, which is a service, you are rewarded at the same time with energy that serves you. So another flow comes down from source to you, and you get your own highest good energy at the same time. So both things happen at the same time. The energy flows over to them, you get the good stuff for yourself, everybody wins. I love to say one of the best ways to feel better quickly is to flow highest good energy to somebody else. And just to clear, since this is a teaching call, what I never recommend doing is flowing your own personal energy to another person, because you only have so much in your personal supply, and that's one of the fastest ways to get drained out and depleted. And that's I do not recommend that at all. Why would you send your limited human energy to someone when you've got highest good source energy that was so much more helpful for them, and not only doesn't drain you, but gives you more? Does that make sense?
And yeah, and the way to prevent that is just by asking for source highest good energy.
Yeah, just like you said, please, spirit that I am, flow the energy through me. That obviously implies that it ain't your personal energy, it's the divine source energy, right?
Right.
So yeah, that phrasing takes care of it. Okay, well done, Diana. Do you have any questions about any of that?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Okay. And remember, anything you do here in this little, group coaching, you can do on your own later. So that's why we're doing it. Not to say this is the only place you can ever do it, but just say, hey, this is where you learn and go practice. All
Thanks again.
right, well done. All right, it looks like Christina is up. All right, Christina, why don't you unmute?
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay, and you wanted to flow to your mother for decreased body pain and inflammation?
Actually, I was thinking I would like to give today's turn to flow energy to my friend Cynthia, who constantly calls me that she wants to she's has a lot of anxiety and want to like have suicidal thoughts.
Okay.
And
Okay.
I think that we flow to her. I will know very quickly tomorrow if she feels better.
Okay. All right. So we're going to flow to Cynthia, and your goal is to release her from these suicidal thoughts.
Her anxiety.
And anxiety. Okay.
She because she's she's stuck in this low vibrational energy that doesn't allow her to get a new job. So
Okay.
she's searching for a job. So it's just like a vicious circle.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so we'll focus on the anxiety and the suicidal ideation. Is that correct? Okay. All right, let's give it a shot. Okay. All right, are you in embodied awakening right now? Okay. All
Yes.
right. All right, so here we go. Close your eyes. Just tune into, so take a moment just to feel how you feel and get your check-in point, when we'll compare after we're done. So let me know when you are able to feel your starting energy.
Yes,
Okay, so repeat after me, please. Spirit that I am,
through that I am.
please flow the energy through me
Please flow energy through me
to Cynthia.
to Cynthia.
May she be freed from anxiety
May she be free from anxiety
and suicidal ideation
and suicidal ideation.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you relax. Oh, that flood energy is coming through right away, isn't it? You feel that coming in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just relax. You're just passive. You're just the pipeline now. So yeah, you got a good strong flow over to Cynthia. Just relax and let it come on through. Yeah, to me, the flavor of energy coming through is really different than what was coming through Diana, because it's going to a different person. It's for a different particular intention. Yeah. So just let it come on through. Yeah, it feels to me, Christina, like you're being super passive and open. Are you perceiving that too?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well done. Remember, the less Christina does, the more the divine can do through you. So stay passive. Trust it to handle all the energy details. Feel that intense emotional energy firing up?
I can sense the flow of the energy, but not, I still need to work on more.
Yeah, I think what I'm feeling is Cynthia. I'm feeling her pain, actually, is what's happening. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're sensitive and you flow to another person, you just sort of feel their experience too, to a significant degree sometimes. So I think what I'm feeling in the field is all that pain and anxiety she's carrying. And that is fairly strong in our field. So everyone just relax. And if you're feeling that as you spectate or hold space, might be the better word, just be with it and know that if you're being given any of it, it's to be processed and healed on behalf of Cynthia. So she's receiving a little bit of help from us. And this would only be happening if her highest good is truly served by that. And anyone who's feeling that in this event is only feeling that because their highest good is served by feeling and allowing this energy to be processed through their body. And there's nothing to do except be passive. Let the allies take care of everything. Yeah. I'm sensing a strong healing invocation vibe. There's a lot of flushing out the hands and feet. Are you feeling that, Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So this is interesting. I wasn't expecting that. Let me tune into what's happening here. Okay. So what appears to be happening is, not only are you flowing to her, they're passing some of her heavy energy over to you to process through your body. Is that your perception of what's happening too?
I only sense the flow of the energy, but no more than that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So the allies do unexpected things sometimes. So, and now that I'm talking about it, they stopped. Okay. All right. So just relax. So what I just observed, if you are flowing to another person and you start feeling heavy energy flushing through your body, they would only do that if the person was willing and able to do that kind of processing on behalf of another person. So if that does happen, just let it happen and let the allies handle all the details of it.
Yeah, I just sense my heart chakra, like in front of my heart chakra, there's something moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just let it run. You don't actually have to understand anything about what's happening. You truly only have to be able to feel and be present with whatever's happening, whether it feels challenging, whether it feels good. Just be with it, and the allies will handle it. It's all really very simple. Ooh. Are you getting some fresh, buzzy energy there? Is your body starting to feel better here, Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're definitely getting lit up. And what I'm perceiving, this is mainly your reward energy. Remember I talked about how when you flow highest good energy to another, you get a bonus reward of your own, the energy for yourself. So they're hitting you pretty strong with some nice energy there. They're saying it's twofold. One is just reward energy, and also this energy is helping to flush out any of that Cynthia heavy energy that was left over. So it's both cleanup energy, and there will be plenty left over for higher vibration awareness too. And that might have been the wrap up. Do you feel like the energy is still flowing, or did it kind of wind itself up there?
Yeah, winding down.
Okay. Let me know when you feel like it's all done. Was that it? Was that the stop sign right there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how do you feel compared to when you started the flow over to Cynthia?
Like higher vibration?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Good. All right. So again, demonstrating that, you know, when you flow highest good to another, then you get a reward. So beautiful. All right. Well done. Any questions about any of that? Christina?
Just very grateful.
Oh, good. Well, you did great. Yeah. And I want to thank everyone who is on the call here live or on the recording. You all are holding a wonderful field. You're making it really supportive for the folks who are in the hot seat. Looks like Britt is next. She's got a raised hand there. So Britt, you want to unmute and be the next one in the hot seat?
Yes.
Welcome. So what kind of invocation would you like to do tonight?
So I've been doing a custom, mm-hmm. and I guess, and I know we've been kind of going through it, but like last time I did this, you just gave me feedback about mm-hmm. how it felt and how I could do it better.
Yeah.
So is that still what we could do, or?
That's exactly why we're here. Do you want to
okay.
do a custom invocation?
Yeah, I've done custom, but like as I'm sitting here, like wondering, I'm wondering if I could do it better, and I'm just wondering your thoughts. So yeah, so I've been doing a custom, and I've been so just what I've been dealing with is like my crown chakra, and I have it's definitely stuck energy. It's like it's repetitive. It's actually just getting down to nitty gritty. It's a song. It's like it's always a song in my head, and I just cannot get it to get out. Even like I get into embodied awakening and it leaves, and then, you know, then it comes back eventually. So what I've been doing is maximum embodied clearing of the crown chakra that serves highest good, please.
Good.
And I'm wondering how I can do that better, or should I do maybe a healing, or should I be more specific? And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I understand. So
okay.
It sounds like you're talking possibly about two separate things. First, I heard you talk about a stuck energy in your crown chakra, and then a song playing in your head. Are those?
That's the same thing.
Okay. So really the most obvious manifestation is you got a song stuck in your head, right?
But it's, yeah, but it's, I'm wondering what it is and how can I, like, is it? So I'm trying to clear it / heal it / I don't know.
Right. So
yeah.
It's just a healing.
Okay.
This would be, in my opinion, a healing invocation.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And is it a song you recognize, like from that you've heard somewhere else?
It changes. That's why I'm wondering, is it actually a spirit, like a guide trying to talk
okay,
to me?
Okay. So this
it?
is not like a song on the radio. This is something else.
This is something like it is like it changes form. It's like a shapeshifter. It's a shapeshifter. And I'm trying to understand it.
Okay.
/
So,
heal it. Yeah.
So does the song have a positive or negative effect on you?
Negative. It's driving me insane.
Okay. All right. And how long has this song been? How long has this song or variation been playing here?
I would almost say my whole life, but like specifically since I've gotten off my pharmaceuticals.
So has this been going on for like months?
Months and months. Yes,
okay,
sir.
All right. Okay. So yeah, let's just target the song and see. And
okay.
And before we do that, Apoorva jumped a question in. She says, can we just create any custom invocation? Can we ask the divine for anything and not just energy? So the answer, Apoorva, is the invocations are specifically optimized for instant energetic shift. If you're asking for physical stuff, that's law of attraction work, which is a little bit different. And that's not what we're doing here tonight. The invocations can be helpful in clearing energetic blocks to the manifestation of law of attraction work. But what we're practicing here tonight is just instant energetic shift. Back to Brit. Okay. So right now, is the song playing right now?
No, not right now. No.
Well, that's going to make it really hard to clear something that doesn't exist.
Well, I feel it. I do feel that what I'm trying to say is it manifests as that, but I do feel it like in the right side of my like literal brain. So that's what I'm wondering is like, should I get specific and say, heal the brain, or should I like, that's why I'm like asking
So
what
again,
should I do?
So again, you're making it more complicated than it needs to be.
Okay.
The healing invocation just says, if something doesn't feel good, you say the healing words and you put your attention where it doesn't feel good. That's all that's part. So you're saying right now you are aware of something unpleasant in your head.
Yes. Yes. It is a physical. Yes.
And at the moment it's manifesting as a feeling.
It's manifesting as a feeling, not the song. Yes.
Okay, good. So right now, since that's all we got, we work with what we have, which is the feeling. Okay.
I understand.
If it had been the song, we would have just had you listen to the song under the healing invocation and see what happens there. You just hold attention wherever you're putting the healing energy forward. Does that make sense?
Okay. So it wouldn't. So what I'm hearing you say is instead of like doing the custom, I just really just need to do the healing.
Yeah, again, a custom invocation is designed to bring in new energy into the field.
Okay.
It's not designed to heal anything. It's designed to add energy.
Oh.
So a healing energy flushes away what you don't want. A custom invocation brings in what you do want.
Interesting.
Does that
Okay.
make sense?
So that would make sense why it's not really working for me. So.
Yeah. So you were a little confused as to what each invocation does. So right now, close your eyes and feel that energy. Is that challenging energy still in the right side of your head?
It is in the right side of my head. Yes.
And 0 to 10, how intense is it?
6.
Okay. All right. So are you an embodied awakening?
Yes.
Okay. Say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And now just simply feel where it doesn't feel good there in your head. Yeah, I feel it too empathically. So you have one simple job, which is just to feel the discomfort 100% with no filter. Use the least effort that gives you full awareness of it. The idea here, as much as you can, is to merge with it, be one with the discomfort. The part of you merging with it is superior to it. It can't be harmed. It's perfectly safe to do this merging. There you go. You're right there with it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good. So just be with it. And if you have to cry or make sound or whatever, it's fine. Just be, let whatever needs to happen, happen. There you go. Just stay with it. Yeah. Feel it flushing out your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let it flush out. Again, you don't need to know anything about it. When you do healing invocation in this form, there's no thought that can help you. It's fine if thoughts are there or images, just let them be in the background. The best you can, just keep your attention on what you're feeling. And it's obviously working because you've got that nice flush, you know, a little out the feet, I think, but mostly out the hands. So just let that flush out. If it all flushes away and you get no information about it, great. Don't have to spend time and energy thinking about it. This is done. If they give you information about it, then you can think about it later. But while you're in process, just do your best to just be with the feeling. Again, to be clear, there's no repression or changing or fixing of any thoughts or emotions. They're welcome to be present in the background. But keep your attention the best you can on what you feel. All right? Yeah. Feel how already your vibration is shifting?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing great. And don't be shy about crying or making sound. That can be a very important part of a healing process. Let the body do what it wants to do. If you repress the body's method of release, then you're going to slow or stop down the healing. Slow down or stop the healing is what I meant to say. So just let the body do what it wants to do. We're all supporting you here. Even if you're having a strong emotional release or you're crying, stay awake, be, you know, pure awareness, you know, observing the release process. And you're both. You're going to be, you know, the human part of you having your experience. You're also going to be your awakened self, witnessing and holding space with the experience. And it'll both effortlessly be going on at the same time. Now, here's a little behind the scenes bit of knowledge. When you're holding pure awareness on something, the very fact of holding pure awareness means you're in an awakened state. So when you are doing a healing invocation and you're just purely being witness, merging with the phenomenon, the part of you merging with it is the awakened self. And the part that it's paying attention to is the human part with the challenge. And it's like, it seems like a paradox, but it's no problem at all to be both of those things. It's effortless. Woo, that's big. Feel all that big emotional energy flushing up there?
Yeah.
And it's flushing. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I think that emotional release is an essential part of this healing. So just let it, you know, come up and flush out. Nice. So even as that unpleasant energy flushes up and clears, are you noticing how just steadily you're gaining more divine awareness at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that's how the great onion works. That nasty layer flushes off and peels away. And even new layers of it flush up, you just get more and more divine energy as the light gets brighter. Less blockage means more light. And I love that you made that sound. You let the body do what it wants to do to get stuff found. I've had clients go into blood-curdling screams, you know, whatever it takes. Nice. So the bliss is now outweighing the pain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when a good healing round. The bliss gets stronger, the pain decreases, and often you'll end up with just all bliss and no discomfort at all. And if not that, then usually the discomfort is greatly reduced.
Okay.
And if you need to vomit, that's fine too.
Well, no, I just think I barked it out.
Hey, we'll take it.
Okay.
Again, let the body do what it wants to do. We're doing shaman work here. It gets noisy, and some people call it rude, and I just call it shamanic release. You're not here to be ladylike. You're here to get shit done.
I'm feeling like they're telling me guidance right now, so.
We're good. Excellent. Okay. Yeah, receive it. So for those who were able to empathically perceive this, yeah, Britt's doing a great job here. She's really opening and really letting that heavy stuff flow through in a really strong way. Is there still release or is it wrapping up? What's going on, Britt?
I just feel like my crown chakra is completely different. It looks like a pyramid top, like blue, like very blue, like a beautiful night sky with stars is what it feels like.
How's it feel?
I feel It doesn't feel as heavy on the right side.
Good. So is there any
Oh.
of that discomfort left that was on the right side when we started?
In my jaw, but not really in my head, no.
Okay. Did it move from the head to the jaw?
Maybe.
You weren't tracking? Okay. And in the jaw, 0 to 10, how uncomfortable is that?
Seven.
Oh, so it's, so maybe it just moved around. Okay.
Well, exactly. I mean, and I've my throat does the stuff, which we've talked about that before, so it's
Well, let's why don't you just shift your attention down to the jaw where that 7-level intensity is.
okay.
And let's go a little longer, okay? Whoa, that's amping it back up again. Feel that, how that's firing up the healing flow again?
Yes.
Yeah, the if some moves around, I say track it like a hound dog, do not let it get away.
Okay.
If it completely leaves your field and you can't, you're just not aware of it anymore, that's fine. It's welcome to leave. But once you track in on something that's uncomfortable and you bring divine power to it like this, usually it either leaves or it transmutes to love and light, especially if it's an energetic thing. It's on the right side,
Yes.
right about where the jaw hinges.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, just stay with it.
Okay.
Just don't become unhinged yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, they're shaking it up pretty good. Yeah, that's stubborn, isn't it? It's sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get sticky stuff. You just got to stay with it. Yeah. Once again, I'm sensing that others on this call might be transmuting some of this for you. If
Okay.
so, I give gratitude to anyone live or on the recording who is feeling some of that heavy stuff in themselves and they're letting it be processed through by the allies. A little bonus help. Whoa, my body's shaking big time. They must be shaking up something big there.
I was just about to say, like, I feel it completely gone now.
Really?
Yes.
All right. My shaking just stopped all of a sudden. So you don't feel any more of that discomfort anywhere in your head?
No.
All right. Feel like that's done?
Yes.
Good work. All right. Any questions about any of that, Britt?
No, I just want to say thank you to anyone and you too, Benjamin, for helping me transmute that, because I know what it takes to transmute and it's not easy. So just much gratitude. Thank you.
And my experience is transmuting actually is easy because the ego doesn't have to do a thing. It just has to be patient enough to give the divine time to do
Yeah.
it. So again, I'm not being picky with you, but it's note when you say, oh, that's not easy, that's like affirming that healing has to be hard, which is often not the case.
But maybe that's part of my issue too, is that I do have that thought process. So thank you for pointing that out. So.
Yeah. So yeah, be part of being awakened is being mindful of your thought patterns. And if you discover, wow, I have a thought pattern that becomes a negative self-fulfilling prophecy like that, then notice it and shift it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I allow my healing to be fast and easy. Might be a nice replacement thought. Okay,
Thank you.
well done. All right. I think Kathy was next. And then Jesse looks like he's after her. Kathy, do you want to unmute? Oh, you're unmuted. Okay.
Just did that.
Kathy, so what healing would you like?
Physical healing.
Can you be more specific?
Yes, I've been having for several months some abdominal discomfort, and it's bloating and gas and some nausea,
Right.
and sometimes it gets better and then it'll just all flare up again, and it makes me tired and crabby.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you feeling any of that discomfort right now?
Yes.
Okay. And 0 to 10, how strong is it?
I would say between a 7 and an 8.
Okay, we'll say 7.5. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So are you in embodied awakening?
Yes.
All right. So say maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And just hold your attention where it doesn't feel good there in your abdominal area. Oh, and I forgot to mention to everybody, this will be a 90-minute call. So we've still got another about 20 minutes to go. Whoa, a lot of energy getting in there, isn't there?
Yes.
All right, that's a credit to you. Well, great job letting it in.
Thank you.
Again, you stay passive. Just feel where it doesn't feel good. That lets the divine send energy there and do their thing.
Yeah.
And you belch all you want. Don't be shy. That's definitely part of the healing when you're doing that block work.
I promise I will.
And if you want to fart, just let it rip too, okay? I'm serious.
No, I know. That's part of the issue, so.
Yeah.
But the belching is really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I belch a lot when I do
meditation.
That's energy tonic stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when it's not a guess, even when it's not a stomach thing.
Right.
Good. Wow. They're going to town.
Yeah, I can feel the pressure.
Good.
Well, releasing. So
don't be shy. Again, you're not going to be laid alive.
Well, hopefully I'll never run into any of you on the street, but
well, we'd give you a big hug if you did. Wow, that's great. Yeah. Later. Feels like the energy just calmed down. Was that your experience too?
Yeah.
So I sense they're still working, but they've done like the big, you know,
right,
larger, you know, more dramatic healing. Now they're getting subtler and they're putting focus into a more microcellular level is what it feels like.
Yeah, I'm getting really warm.
Good. That's I call that holy fire.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah. So that gets so strong. I have to take my shirt off. It gets so hot.
Yeah.
You're doing belly good.
Thank you. Feeling better.
Good. So are they still working the belly area?
Yeah, there's like the lower part seems a little bit better, but there's still like a band kind of right below my diaphragm that okay. feels pretty tight.
Okay. So you feel energy actively working in that area?
Yes, now I do.
Good. Just keep your attention there and let them keep working. Whoa. It felt like you just lit up like a Christmas tree. Did you feel that?
Oh, cool.
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Like the
light. Definitely. Bar, yeah.
Like they threw a switch and the light bar turned on.
Though. Right. More of that heat. So. I told him to bring it on. So
yeah. So that lets us know they hit a critical mass of healing and enough of that heavy stuff drained out that they just could light you up like that. That was great.
Right. Awesome.
All right. So enjoy that.
Thank you.
So now is there lots of nice, pleasant energy in the mix too?
Yes.
Yeah. So are they done or are they still working?
Well, I think there's still a little bit of work, but I think enough has gone on that I don't need to be as active with you. So if there's someone else that
All right.
wants.
So, but I always like to check the work at the end. So,
Yes.
what's the intensity level of the abdominal pain now compared to when we started? 0 to 10.
I would say it's probably about a two.
Whoa, because you were like at 7.5 before.
Right. Yeah.
That's a big improvement.
Yeah.
So, what you can do on your own whenever you want. What I say to people is if you didn't get all the way to zero on a round, then you can just do another round and just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please again, return attention and additional rounds usually go really fast compared to
Okay.
previous rounds. So if that took 10 minutes, the second round I'm going to take like a minute or two.
Okay,
So if you want to
great.
do that on your own, feel free.
Okay, thank
Okay.
you so much.
Welcome. All right. So before the next person jumps in, there's a question here from Diana. She says, if you're doing a hollow reed healing for someone else's pain, would you focus on your own body location where they're feeling the pain? Huh, good question. I've never done that. No, I would not. Well, if I'm doing a hollow reed, I'm being 100% passive. I would note any sensations that arose in my body spontaneously, but I would not specifically focus on the part of my body that corresponds with the part of the body they're healing. However, I don't know that it would do any harm, and you could try it both ways over, several times one way, sometimes the other way, and just see for yourself if that seems to be helpful or not. It never occurred to me to do that, and it might be a great idea, but it's just never occurred to me. So, Diana, I encourage you to experiment with that if you want. Tina said she felt stuff in the jaw and major yawning. So apparently she was being used to help process energy for the hot seat person. Thank you for doing that, Tina. And Apoorva says, if I want more financial abundance, then could I ask for clearing of any barriers to it through custom invocation? Absolutely. That's in the book. That's exactly how I say to use invocations in relation to law of attraction. You could ask for the clearing of any blockages to manifestation. And then just hold space while they stir up anything. You can also ask for, you can do a custom invocation for maximum, helpful energy toward the manifestation of your law of attraction goal. So you can, so in other words, the invocations are working your own internal energy to assist with the external law of attraction. But again, this invocation stuff is not law of attraction per se. Law of attraction is a different approach, which is perfectly valid and wonderful, but it's not invocations, the way I teach them. So you can absolutely do both perfectly happily. So great question, Apoorva. All right. Looks like we got time for maybe one more person, and it's Jesse. Hey, how you
Hello. Hey,
doing?
Benjamin. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to phrase this, but I feel like my nervous system has kind of been on high alert for a long time. Every time I make strides and progress, something pops up and push things too far, or I have a setback, and yeah, just looking for, I guess, nervous system
Okay.
calmness.
Yeah, we'll do that tonight, but my immediate intuition was, have you ever done the IFS course inside the membership?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so what they're telling me is you have a part that gets nervous. And if you will, when you get a chance, get in there, do the IFS, guided process and say, I now call forth the part of me that makes me feel nervous and jangly. And
Okay.
through the process, and it's doing that for some reason. It thinks it's helping you by making you nervous. I'm actually being told it believes that helps you be more alert, and that will keep you safer, is what it believes. Okay, what
Okay.
it okay? Wow, it's giving me. I'm getting more downloads. Can I share them?
Please do. Yes,
Yeah.
I
And
appreciate it.
it's apparently you were earlier in your life in a situation where you had to stay constantly. This often happens when there's a parent who could go off and be harmful, physically or emotionally. Did you have a parent who was volatile and you had to kind of walk on eggshells to make sure you were safe? Or were
Not
you?
apparent, but I mean, there was some crazy stuff that I think that happened with my brother, or maybe mom disappeared for a while, and you know, left me in the hands of the neighbor. I didn't know what was going on. I don't know.
Okay, but there was some person who was in a caregiver role to you in some way, and you had to be constantly on alert to stay safe.
I would say recently someone I was kind of spending a lot of time with, there was like some friction with her, but you're referring to something in my childhood.
It usually is a childhood thing.
And good to know.
And occasionally it's even from a past life. And there's okay. No positive memory. So, but what they're saying is at some point, you had a scenario where you had to be constantly on alert to be safe, physically or psychologically. And that part, you know, was the part that had to get good at that. And it never learned how to stop. And that part believes it always has to be on alert to keep you safe, even if there's no danger now.
Amazing.
Because wounded parts are stuck in the past. They're in that time loop of that time when they had to do their thing.
Right.
So IFS work might be really helpful with that part when you get a chance to do that.
Absolutely. So calling forth the part that was always on alert as
no, young, just okay, be, you know,
or you're nervous.
Saying you have a and your nervous system is jangly, you know, a lot, right?
Yeah.
So just say, I call forth the part that is associated with my jangly nervous system, or, you know, use your own words as to what you're experiencing. And then, you know, get the part up and then do the IFS process with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can also work it this way too. Okay. But they're saying that might be a deeper and more complete healing of that phenomenon.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
We all got trauma. Good Lord. And there's always another layer. I don't think any of us ever gets to the total bottom of our trauma. Okay. Anyhow, but that's another topic. Okay. So, but we can work it now through the healing invocation. So are you feeling your nervous system jangly right now?
It fluctuates. You know, this call has been calming, but.
Okay. But I'm saying in this moment right now, is the nervous system agitated?
Yeah, maybe a 5 or a 6. I don't know.
That's enough. That's small potatoes compared to what you're used to, but yeah, we'll work that. Okay. All right. So are you in embodied awakening?
Yes.
Okay. So say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And is the jangly energy all through your body, or is it stronger in certain areas? Where is it?
Most of it's in my head, I would say, my frontal lobe brain area.
Is that clearly the strongest area of the nervous energy?
Including the strongest?
No, is that the area where you feel it most strongly?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So usually I have people just focus where it's strongest.
Right.
Is it other areas too beside that part of the head?
That's probably the, I just started relaxing all of my whole body, my perineum. But yeah, I'd say the front of my head is the worst.
All right. So usually go to the strongest area. Some people have the ability to, you know, feel it everywhere it is at the same time.
Mm.
That's multiple points of awareness, which is a little more advanced, but some people do it easily. So if you can do that, that's great. If it's easier just to focus on the strongest area, then you can do that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I just feel you lock in. So yeah, just be present. Yeah, I feel like you're really focused on it and feeling it completely with full awareness. Is that happening?
Yeah.
I feel like you're using more effort than is needed, though, which is counterproductive. So do you know how to play the minimum effort game?
Absolutely.
All right. So do use a little more, a little less. Find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to feel the discomfort completely. Let me know when you found the sweet spot.
Getting close there.
Yeah, it'll lock in when you're there. It just kind of magnetically attracts.
There we go.
Do you feel how much less effort that is?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. If you use more effort than is actually required, it actually makes it harder for the higher self to get in there and heal. Extra effort does create interference. So always shoot for just the least effort that gives you full awareness. In some cases, that can be no effort at all. And that's great. If not, then just barely enough to feel it all completely. Oh, yeah. You're already getting all lit up with light. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah, I feel that jangly energy. Oh, wow. Do you feel like your arms have all that nervous energy in them now?
Yeah, they're tingling.
Yeah. So yeah, that's interesting. It's not releasing, but I feel the nervous energy all lit up in the arms. So just yeah. So I see what they're doing. They're lighting it up, and then they're going to work with it. So they're kind of saying, okay, they're showing you all through the body where that nervous energy is, laying in potential. They're kind of lighting up the nerve pathways that are typically stimulated by this.
Right.
Does this feel familiar?
Yeah, feeling some emotions come up.
Yeah. So, but I'm being very technical here. The do you feel how throughout the body the nervous system is being lit up in certain areas?
Yeah, like what you said, the hands, the arms, yeah.
Yeah. And is this where you typically feel that nervous energy when it spontaneously fires up?
Not normally,
Really? Okay. All
I would
right.
say.
Well, for some reason, this is where they want it. So,
That's fine, yeah.
just let them. I'm honestly not quite sure what they're doing, but we'll watch and see. I do trust them. So yeah, they're lighting it up. Oh, okay. It's a very subtle flavor of holy fire.
Okay.
So they're this illumination of the nerves is actually healing energy,
Great.
but it's like some of the subtlest holy fire I've ever felt. But they're definitely getting in there and lighting them up and cleaning them up. So just let them be kind of lit up for a while. And it's not painful, it's just kind of noticeable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just feel all that nerve energy throughout the body. Yeah, they're actually talking to us saying, yep, we're cleaning this up.
Wow.
So yeah, just let them fire it up. Yeah, they're saying if you're not already, just release the idea of consciously focusing anywhere and just hold full body awareness, letting awareness be wherever it needs to be, which is like wherever they're lighting the nerves up.
Right.
So what they're showing you, this is the parasympathetic system kind of stuck in the fight or flight vibe.
Yeah.
So they're needing to keep it lit up for a bit to do the healing work. They're also demonstrating to you, yeah, this is what it feels like when you get stuck. Because usually it needs to be able to flare up if there actually is danger in the actual moment. But then the optimal human design is then as soon as the danger is passed, it releases and you kind of shake. Or I'm sure you've seen animals when they are done with the conflict, they'll shake themselves for a minute.
Yeah.
That's how they reset the nervous system. They turn off the parasympathetic and go back to the sympathetic nervous system, which is calm and relaxed.
Beauty.
So your body has to be able to shake and reset to the calm state. And when we had a situation in life where we had to be constantly on guard, then that parasympathetic kind of locks on and creates that unpleasant and destructive nervous energy all the time. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, wow, they're lighting it up even stronger.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So they're getting in there and burning out those things that lock the parasympathetic on. And if there's some emotion, just feel that. Yeah, they're doing the emotional release now out of your heart chakra. Just feel that too. And we may go a little bit past 90 minutes, but if anyone needs to depart the call before then, again, just ask the allies to ease you out. But hopefully, it won't be too much past the 90-minute mark. But I really want to let this healing round run its course. Okay, I feel it's finally is starting to fade. You feel how the intensity is dropping?
Yeah, and it's nice. It shifted out of my head, and then now it's kind of dissolving from my hands and arms.
Yeah. And I really haven't felt any drainage. This feels like more of a transmutation healing than a flush healing. Is that your experience too?
I'll take your word for it. It's some of it's still I'm trying to perceive what's happening. So yeah, that makes sense.
So have you had any awareness of like heavy energy flushing out your hands or your feet during this process?
Just the hands lighting up, so
So nothing releasing per se.
a little less tension in my head, which is good.
Okay, so I'm trying to be technical here.
Yeah.
Has it been like the effect of like dirty water flushing out of your hands or your feet, that kind of vibe? Is anything like that?
Yeah, it's probably still lingering, like my hands are kind of lighting up again, so
Okay. All right.
harder.
So that again, empathically, I was not feeling a flush. I was feeling instead a transmutation where
Gotcha.
the energy wasn't leaving, it was just changing.
Right.
But again, if you felt a flush, then that's okay. I just wasn't getting that so much myself. And again, the teaching point here is sometimes energy just transmutes into higher vibration energy and doesn't leave the body at all.
Right,
You know,
right,
the
right.
flush is the more common healing invocation experience, but it doesn't always happen.
Gotcha.
Sometimes there's a combo. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I feel the light really calming down now. I feel like they're kind of turning off the healing round. Do you feel that happening too?
Yeah, I do.
So do you feel the healing round is complete?
Yes, I do. Thank you. With some new avenues to look down, which is great.
So how does the, 0 to 10, how strong is that nervous energy in the body now?
Yeah, probably a two, which is great.
And you said it was like a 5 or 6 when you started.
Yeah.
Down to a two. We'll take that. And again, if on your own you want to do another follow-up round, they might be able to take that to a zero, possibly.
Awesome. Focus on it. Maximum healing energy that serves eyes. Good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You did
And
great, man. Well done. Thanks for sitting in the hot seat.
thank you.
See that someone else, let's see, Faye typed, anyone having trouble with Zoom disconnecting a lot tonight or call drop 5 or 6 times. Sorry to hear that, Faye, if you're here to hear me say that. My Zoom was steady, but Faye's gone. But yeah, sometimes a person has a dicey Zoom connection for some reason, and fortunately this will be in the archive, so a person can hit it there. All right, we still have most of our folks though, so I'm not gonna. We're right at 9:30, so we went right to 90 minutes there. But I want to leave just a moment. If anyone, whether you're a hot seat or not, has any follow-up questions or comments, would love to hear your questions. Or if you want to briefly share your experience, that's great too. So anybody who would like to unmute or type with that info, feel free to do that. Actually, before anyone jumps in, it would be more courteous of me to close the container first and then open up to Q&A so that anyone who would like to stay for the closing but not for the Q&A can do that. So I'm going to go ahead and close the Mesa. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, beloved allies, for your big help and all the work we did tonight with the invocations. Thanks for helping us hold a beautiful space. Thanks for helping out the folks in the hot seat and everybody else too. Super grateful. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask you remain with everyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, so the container is formally closed and we're going to hang around for a little bit. If anyone does have questions or comments, would love to hear those. And you're welcome to go if that's enough for you. So Diana typed, thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, Diana. Thanks for hot seating tonight. So anybody with a question or comment, feel free to jump in, speak or type. So Jesse said, thanks again, so grateful. You're welcome, Jesse. Glad you were here. Anybody else got anything? Apurva says, can I just call allies just like that? Totally. Yeah. Allies will always come when you call. In fact, in the Awakening Plus courses, the third course in there is Your Divine Allies, how to something, how to work with them more effectively or something like that. So there's a course specifically on working with divine allies. So check that out, Apurva. It'll give you all kinds of tips on working well with allies. Kathy says, thank you, feeling better. Marilyn says, thank you, everyone. Apurva says, yeah, I was going through that. Oh, good. Excellent. Anybody else with a question or comment? All right, last call. All right. Well, that was fun. It's so fun to help people do the invocations better. So big thanks to everybody. We got this Wednesday, October 25, we have Shamanic Awakening Ceremony. That's one of our very most intense events. I'm going to go full shaman and rattle and sing and move heavy energy big time for you. And then Thursday night, I believe we have a, I think it's Ask Us Anything, but it's one of our community calls. So feel free to hang around for that too, if you're available. Big thanks to everybody for being here. I'm so glad you're in Awakening Plus. I'm very grateful for your presence, whether you're live or on the recording. And big blessings to you all. Bye.